Shit is funny, bro. We went crazy on that bitch.
You know how you is.
Oh my god, I was dying, bro. My girl dying the whole video. She said, y'all niggas funny. I was like, yeah, off camera when we ain't gotta be PC.
Come on, sit down and talk about it.
He said, sit down and talk about it. Nah,
come on, bro. We got a whole chair. See, man, put
Let's talk about it. Look, we got a little drink, all that, you feel me?
Bro, get you a sip.
Roll those up. What you got to get off your chest? Therapy session with JJ.
What they say? Get off your chest. You going to go crazy. We going to have him. We going to book the nigga. We going to book the nigga.
You got to hold people accountable for what? But was it in the contract that you said, hey, I need you to repost, I need you to do this? Or was it just, hey, come out to my show and I'm gonna pay?
No, it was written in the contract.
It was written?
Had stipulations?
Yeah. He signed the shit? Oh, yeah, get him up here and talk about it.
Yes, get up here and talk about it.
Because he owe us.
Absolutely.
He owe you. He owe you for this show. Because nobody showed up to that bitch. He ain't bring nobody with him, right? He ain't bring nobody.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was there.
Man, my boy, he had out in coma.
We took pictures and shit. This nigga know where to be from.
He thought he was just gonna get a stimulus check or
something. This nigga, he thought it was gonna be a free ride. Yeah, let that nigga know, Jack.
We'll put the gas in.
The guy didn't have no hand yet. What that is over the hand?
I ain't even had none yet. I'm already on my shit. I ain't even had this yet. I'm gonna start the segment off because motherfucking I want to get on T-Pain ass. That nigga said we don't need Black History Month. I seen this. We need Black History every day. We need that shit. They do that on 102.1 though.
T-Pain?
Yeah. Man. Shout out 102.1 for Black History. You remember that old, he retired though. It was in the morning when you ride to school and stuff. And your mom used to be in the car, 102. It's the morning time. Black History. Other day.
Cause they really made it easy this week, especially since we do it every 2 weeks. How many topics the nigga had?
The baby. What's the name of the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
We got Super Bowl. We got
tomorrow.
The baby over there throwing them boys.
Yeah.
Get the jump. His baby mama, brother.
Yeah.
Whoop that nigga ass on the bowling alley.
Old girl trying to sue Snoop.
Somebody trying to sue Snoop? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sex.
After he done bought.
I'm gonna say he took over Jeff.
Man,
he
big time.
Can't let that overshadow what he's doing.
Boston. Somebody said that's probably why she did the shit.
Tell me why ain't nobody want James Harden in the pick, bro.
Kevin Durant. And he played it so smooth though. And nigga.
See. I guess how we need this. Yeah.
That nigga said, I need somebody that's going to play some D.
I need somebody that's going to dribble it. You heard when that nigga Ernie asked him, he was like, hey, what's your schedule? What you looking like coming back? Nigga said,
wait, did you hear when Ernie said, welcome black?
You welcome black? welcome black.
Oh, shit.
But chill, man, that boy had that serious look. That boy said,
No, it's blood.
Wait, that.
Yeah,
He's feeling good, though. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Boys, don't have a squad, though. Super Bowl Sunday, Mary Jane.
Who you got?
Shit. Nobody.
Nobody. You
don't give a fuck.
Man.
The Bengals or the Rams.
Say, this will be the Bengals' first title ever, though. They're going to win there, though. That's what it's looking like. I want the Rams to win. I want OBJ to get this shit.
Young boy got that million on the Rams, though, man.
Matches Mac. He put $13 million down on the Bengals.
What the?
Matches Mac put $13 million. Well, huh? Matches Mac put $13 million on the Bengals.
You got COVID on that? No, $13 million
on the football game. He bet every year. He bet on the Astros. He be betting every year.
Yeah, he nah for sure. So. He stayed big, bro.
That's supposed to be good ball we're gonna get the fuck about this year.
No, Martez, say tell the squad to cop one.
That's his shit right there?
Yeah. Shout out to Martez.
That's what he was talking about. He was talking about everything when he came in this bitch. I thought we were going to get our first conspiracy interview until like later on. I thought everybody's going to come in here chilling. This dude came out his conspiracy shit hard.
He got a lot on his mind.
It's not a conspiracy that makes sense.
It was making sense. He threw me off a lot.
Y'all throwing each other off. God damn.
He was elevated, bro.
I see. I was trying to keep up with him. I guess I wasn't there yet.
You gotta grow with the process, you know?
I was watching it. He made a lot of sense when he said it.
You know, but again, like we were saying, is it a good, is it a bad to actually be in, let me not say, in the new formal way of life, but at least knowing what's going on.
I feel like knowing, but stay your way. Stay what you feel comfortable with, but you got to know what's going on. Hit that bitch go right there.
Oh, look. Hey, y'all gonna repost. Post your shit. Y'all gonna repost my Pokemon.
Did that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I get my phone fixed. I just cracked that bitch today.
Y'all gonna repost it right. Oh, imbalance has to come up too. Another topic. You already know all those single mothers out there are going to talk about the self love posts and everything. Monday.
When these hoes going to treat us to Valentine's Day? That's what I want to know. When these hoes going to treat us to Valentine's Day? When they going to buy us flowers?
Listen, baby, this yo. Fuck me, this you. This you give me every goddamn year.
Never. They playing dirty game, bro. They playing dirty game.
Single ones gonna feel some type of way again on Instagram talking about I love myself, I don't need nobody, I'm happy. Trying to prove something to somebody, you know like that.
Them boy, they need a.
You say what?
I'm about to say they need to buy us something. Every year we gotta come up out of our pockets. We don't get shit to simplicity.
That's all right.
Fuck that.
Done with that shit.
Let me say it. Hopefully, oh God, I'm running the city. This is a protest. What's up, man?
I'm gonna say it on the mic off camera.
It's not on Instagram, man. I want to get treated like a bad bitch.
That's all I want.
Boy, you about to be the mean money here, bro.
I want to get treated like a bad bitch, bro.
I'm meaning to be a little bit less.
Fly me out to Cancun. Fly me out to Dubai. Tired of this shit. Every Valentine's Day. We don't get shit but some pussy. You can post it, bro. I don't care. You can't.
Hey, I don't
remember. Hey, see, how we it won't let us post it to our story. One description.
I'm about to post it to my
All right, yeah, yeah.
Every year.
Which and what you say? And what you say?
What do I say? I'm busy that day.
Bitch DM me the other day asking for $40. Got a whole nigga in her gallery, bro.
Did she even say hi first? I mean, damn, man.
She tried to be slick.
She tried to finish it, bro.
Hey, what's up, best friend? Bitch.
Bitch, you ain't talking to me in so long.
I'm cool. I'm thinking she trying to get some dick. Oh, what's up? She said, hey, I need $40 for this car park.
I knew something was
going to
be car related. Either that or I need a
walk.
I need Lyft, I need Uber, or,
you know,
I need some gas. Always.
I say shit, what that nigga do for $40? Like, what's up?
That was $40. I didn't come along. What the fuck was you going to do? Whatever that answer is, that's what the fuck.
Bro, she got a nigga. Good. She got her nigga on her shit. Why you asking me for $40? Ask your nigga. Hey, he gotta be.
He probably ain't got it, obviously.
He gotta be.
He ain't got it.
So I went ahead and sit that phone and went up. I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
Sit that phone her way. Real quick.
Man, what are you doing? That's something that shit.
But, you know, I'm just going out. I wish I would.
Oh, damn, bitch, like, what you gonna give me first when you send her asking for 40?
Yeah, she gotta pick that 40 up first.
Look, and they always do this shit. It's always, hey, friend, and then it's always these $20 to $40, and always something fucking power. Every bitch can do the same tricks
that their grandma's been doing.
And their grandma's before.
That's why we changed the game 2022.
Well, now, what was the version of Uber back then?
Shit.
Hey, can you give me like a couple quarters for a bus ride or something?
Probably a bus ride,
yeah,
a taxi.
Back in the day, yeah.
Taxi.
Or a taxi, yeah.
Those ain't no
shit.
You think so?
D Mills in the building. Trey Markell. It's D Mills in the building, Trey Markell, C Man Jones, and Tony Tone. We are the Studio Radio Show.
Yes, sir.
Let's get Black History Month. It's beautiful out here because we in here with five black brothers. We a radio show. Five black brothers, man. We got like a handcuff or something for that shit, bro. Like, usually we have a white man in here behind us. Like, the producer is black. You know what I'm saying? The host is black. We in here. What's up with it, C, man?
Man, we lit, man. It's another week.
We
getting to the money, you feel me? Man, look, we got a lot to get into this weekend, man. It's story after story after story, man. But, I don't even know where to start, man. Let's start with the big homie, bro. Big homie Snoop, OG Snoop.
Congrats
to OG Snoop. You know what I'm saying? For his big accomplishment, y'all already know what it is. OG at Death Row Records now. I mean, he been OG, but know what I'm saying? Now it's official. His name on the line, you feel me? It don't get no more official than that, you feel me? But, man, look, and in true nature, you know what I'm saying? When a black man shine, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to try to take him down, you feel me?
False alligators, man.
False or not, I don't know the situation, you know what I'm saying? We're going to say everything we say on this show from this point out is alleged dealing with the situation. But, man, look, one thing we do know, we all know is, you know what I'm saying, when a black man make a step, you know what I'm saying, a big step.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to do something to push him back, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to wait till the facts and the details and the evidence come out. But until then, you know what I'm saying?
It get to me, man. It be getting to me because I hate it.
That, man, I don't even like it. I mean, the way I feel about it is until the facts and the evidence come out.
Yeah, I got you.
We're going to celebrate Snoop. You know what I'm saying?
Shut out.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see what my thing. They say guilty till proven innocent, right? I mean, innocent till proven guilty.
You said it right the first time.
No, that's really how it is. Man, I said it like that because that's what I'm used to. But they say it's innocent till proven guilty, you feel me? So that's what we're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna live it, we gonna call him innocent till proven guilty. We're gonna celebrate Big Snoop and his accomplishments, man. One time again. But know what I'm saying? Rolling on to the next situation. D Mills, what's up?
We got the baby.
Man.
He all over the news.
Baby.
He making it happen out there.
He all over the news. Hey. Good and bad. Cause I don't know if y'all caught he was also on the Leakers podcast and they do the freestyles. He killed the freestyle on that bud. But you know
they gotta start setting that's post situation. Right?
Yeah, post.
You know they gotta start setting them up for all them good promo.
You think the PR team working?
Yeah, working hard.
They working.
Hard. Hey, the thing about it was this video was all there. You feel me?
Hey.
Like, yeah, all the pieces. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the first videos that we get all moving parts of the situation. You know what I'm saying? It was all there. So
And he's smart. His PR team smart, but he's smart. He called self defense. And the dude did threaten him.
And pulled up on him.
So,
I don't know what your intentions and motives is at this point.
Hey.
I'm defending myself before you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Act on the words that, you know what I'm saying, you said was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, facts. Man, look, I definitely understand the baby in that situation. And I can't honestly say I wouldn't have done
the same.
Do you think it was because of the surrounding that he was in, the height that I'm the baby and you ain't about to try me type situation?
Man,
I feel like it was what he said, the self defense. I feel like the dude threatened him before, previously, multiple times. Like the first dude he beat up.
Really self defense.
Self-defense.
I mean,
really go to. I gotta play. You play the devil's advocate, so I'm gonna play the devil's advocate on this one.
Self-defense for real.
Watch
man,
video.
Look. I'm gonna say this.
Who hit first?
He walked up to him. He walked up talking.
He ain't do nothing though.
Bro, he was talking.
He was talking.
But he got.
I didn't come with no weapon. I didn't come with no gang behind me.
But he got videos right now. You can look up of him threatening the baby.
Yeah, facts. I mean, yeah. And my thing is. See, if the situation wasn't what it was and he hadn't said what he said, you feel me? I can't, as a citizen, assume what you was going to do. But see, when I got you on video talking about what you will and won't do to me, you know what I'm saying?
You got
to
protect yourself. Site,
you feel me? I got to protect myself. Because right now, this is our first time of us being on site, you know what I'm saying, face to face. So what am I going to do? Wait and be, you know what I'm saying, wait to be the victim before I decide to try, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't work like that. I ain't trying to start nothing, but you know what I'm saying? We in the vicinity and... you come within arm's reach. It is what it is at that point.
And people blame it, complaining about his security doing what they're supposed to do, whooping the nigga ass for trying to come at the artist that, yeah, paid them to protect them. Right. That's what they supposed to do. How are you going to be mad at them?
Man, look, think about it. You ain't never going to make everybody happy, bro. It's always going to be somebody that got something to say about something. So my thing is, you deal with what you can, you feel me?
That's what he doing.
What you can't.
He left that mug and right to the Lakers and dropped that freestyle, went crazy.
Man, then he dropped that little video right after.
The video right after that.
Y'all know that was ain't.
He's still about his business, but he did what he had to do. He had his business.
Yeah, man. Look, and it's crazy that it even had to be like that, man. Honestly, I don't. One thing I would say is I don't think, you know what I'm saying, because of who it was, you know, maybe, I mean, because the thing about it is if they work with the baby and they, you know, this is secure, they know the situation, you feel me? Yeah. They you've heard about what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if you know that's the situation, that's what's going on as his security, and this is his girl's, his baby mama's brother, you feel me? It's like, at this point, ain't that kind of like a family altercation at that point, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I mean, I'm not saying they didn't do what they were supposed to do. I hired you to play security, so I'm not pinning them for nothing, you feel me? But at the same time, like, you know, I with the dilemma of it kind of being a family situation, it's like, do I do anything, you feel? And then on top of it, he came one-on-one, you feel? If it was a bunch of other dudes, you know what I'm saying? But this your kinfolk, you know, in a way, kind of, and know what I'm saying? So, he one-on-one. You feel? I'm like, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, look. We
but again, I came to confront you. Yeah. I mean, that's my sister, and you know, I'm there.
But he could have did that. He could have did that. He could have called him to the side. Hey, but he came up talking.
Maybe he was trying to come up talking, say, hey, bro, I need to talk to you. I need to holler at you. So when you get some time, bro, before you leave this party and head to the other city, because I ain't been able to catch you because you've been so busy. But now, yeah, I'm here. Let me holler at you whenever you get some time. Baby's probably said, you can fuck you.
All I can say, he got too close. You got too close. If you connect, that means I use too close to me. If I can connect with you, you got too close.
If you already know, like you said, it's on site, all that. He said, mouth, yeah. So at this point, you know what I'm saying? I'm only acting off the energy that you put out there.
And I can see how people commit misconstrue because of the baby history. But he only, from all cases I've seen, he only be protecting himself. Yeah. I don't see him proclaiming to be a gangster.
Nah, facts. I mean, it's a situation, bro, but nah. It sucks that it, you know, the way that it went down and, you know, the relationships involved in the situation, you know, at the end of the day, the number one thing is about the kids.
Yeah.
You know, the kids gonna have to grow up one day to see this, you know what I'm saying? And you know, depending on how the situation play out, it might still, you know, depending on how long, it might still be a little tension in the air behind it. You know what I'm saying? So they gotta kind of grow up, you know,
knowing and seeing
what happened, and they was gonna be together. So, that's his son, uncle. Facts. Condolences definitely go out too. And it's crazy, bro. Now that you said it, I never put the analogy together.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, I understand, but I never put it together. It's crazy, bro, because me and my girl, brother got a good relationship. You feel me? So it's like, I'm just now, you know, kind of putting it in perspective. I couldn't imagine, you know what I'm saying? You know, because it's somebody like, we see each other often, you feel me? So it's like,
brothers
now
fight.
What?
Brothers fight. I guess the family part, but, you know. Hey.
Do y'all think the situation is work outable? You feel me?
Of course. I think
they can move past this? Especially
for the kid.
Yeah.
Like, most times when it comes to the kid, people usually make it work.
Yeah.
Usually. I can see it working.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Man, let's talk about the Super Bowl, though.
Man. Super Bowl?
Hey.
What you got?
What y'all got for the Super Bowl?
I got the Rams.
I'm gonna keep it going. You say the Rams? And who else we got? I'm gonna keep it all the way.
Rams and the Bengals.
I don't even know who in the Super Bowl. all the way 100. Rams and the Bengals. Just off of, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I ain't kept up with football in a minute, my brother. I ain't even gonna lie. But you know, what I did know when I was in it, I'm going to have to say the Rams.
Because they got OBJ, that's Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
They got Matthew Stafford, he a slanger. Who else they got? They got another white boy named Cook on the receiving end. He live with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then, but the Bengals, they got Joe.
Joe Shiesty.
Yeah. That boy
live with it. But, yeah, I got the Rams.
Yeah.
I got the Rams.
Well, all these people making it to the best though. One million.
Oh, shout out to Matches Mac. Big Money Mac.
Big money, 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 money making Mac.
Mr. Mac.
Millions and millions out there on the table.
But putting it down for the Bengals. He going for the Bengals. They got a shot. They got,
and again, this will be their first, if they win the first championship in the franchise history.
Yeah,
so
that'd be big.
It's a big deal.
Look, I say if they win, the Bengals stock gonna go up for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bengals stock gonna go up for sure.
Oh, that's for shit show that. It's gonna get really expensive.
Right. Better think, catch it
now. I think Joe Shiesty, I think don't he got Joe Burrow, I know he got like the highest, I think he got the highest paid jersey right now. People throwing the boys off, snatching the boys off of FanDuel. They snatching the boys up.
And again, this would be the first quarterback to get them now. So
yeah.
Y'all snatching my fan duel. I'm going to snatch some jokers off DH game.
They don't know about that.
Man, hey, quit playing, man. That's for hustlers only, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but, man, look, y'all keep it tuned in. We're going to be back one time for the one time. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Right?
Studio.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Emails.
Whoa.
JJ's
the
Don. Exclusive talk media. Oh,
let's go.
You feel me, man? Look, we back at it like a crack addict. You know what I'm saying?
What go down?
Hey, man, look. Next situation, man. What we got on the menu?
We get into oh, boy, you something about?
Which one?
With
the kid?
Yeah, the kid.
Man, it was crazy. I said, man, there was a kid that died in his own house.
What?
Oh, he shot him. He graduated from Lamar Sam Houston.
Oh man, I seen that. That's crazy.
He's staying in North Houston, bro. I don't know the full story. I just seen it recently.
I mean, from that, y'all heard about old little 9-year-old girl got popped up on some road rage.
Yeah, she got shot in the head.
Got shot in the head.
Yeah,
like you said a couple weeks ago, Houston getting bad, see? Houston,
man,
hey,
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I'm riding with my cousin the other day, you know what I'm saying? And I grabbed my shit and put it in my lap.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn, do you gotta ride with him in your lap?
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, if I'm driving and the motherfucker starts shooting, what I'm supposed to do? Go dig in my glove box?
Too late. Too late.
You know what I'm saying, man? No, I need to be able to bust back on the situation.
Stay ready.
Man,
so
look,
I'm gonna
say this exactly, man. That's one thing I've been living by, you know what I'm saying, for honestly, really, since old dude ran up in the church, you feel me? Was it Dylan Roof, something like that?
Yeah.
Man, look, ever since that situation, man, I've been living by a code, bro. If people can't go in church and worship in peace, it ain't nowhere on earth that you can go and have peace, bro. Not even in your own house.
It's sad.
So, bro, my it was funny when me and my girl first moved in together, and you know, the kids, being around the kids, you know, they would look at me crazy because I walk around the house with my gun on me. You feel me? Like, I go make me a sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Pistol on me, you feel me? And they looking at me crazy. Like, now it's nothing, you feel me? That is, you know, they don't even look at you, know?
You.
Bro, but it's like, at first, you know, they're, man, do you need, okay, so if my shit in the room and the dude running the house and I'm in the kitchen, what I'm supposed to do?
I was going to say,
you know what I'm saying? What good did that just do me? It being in the room, now the thief is between me and the safety.
The paranoia don't even come from just being black no more. This is from being,
man, living.
Living,
bro. Yeah, all you gotta do is live long enough, bro. My thing, I ain't even gonna lie, bro, especially where we live. That's when I kind of really beefed up my security, you feel me? Yeah. One thing, when we moved, we checked the area for rapists, and we did find out that the neighborhood that we was moving to, granted it's a nice neighborhood, they are a neighborhood that kind of accepts rapists.
What?
Yeah, so I was like, whoa.
Is next to a school?
Bro. I'm talking, like walking distance from the elementary.
So Texas don't care no more. Texas just let
everybody.
Man,
look, I'm like, bro, I'm looking at these. We're looking on the website, bro. I'm like, bro, it was like three on my street.
What the
fuck? I'm like, yeah, man, look. I told my kid they couldn't even play in the front yard. You know what I'm saying? Starting off. Then
straight to the backyard.
backyard only. Now, my thing is, I've kind of tried to make my backyard, you know, a place that, you know, they could feel comfortable, safe. There's a lot of activity back there, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to feel confined or nothing like that. But, yeah, all unless we with y'all, all activity happened in the backyard.
I feel you, because we got to raise our babies in this world.
Man, we had a lady get drugged, you know what I'm saying, down the street. Dude tried to rob a store. They kicked him out. He went across the street, robbed the old lady for a car.
Wow.
She tried to fight back. He somehow hopped in the car and threw that joke in reverse, backed up, pretty much chopped her in half, and dude was driving down the street with half her body hanging out the car. What? This less than a mile, about a mile from my house.
I'm about to say, by your house?
I'm like, man, nah, bro. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't even safe in the suburbs
no
more.
Yeah, nah, man. I'm like, man, forget that.
You're not even safe in the suburbs no more.
It was too much going on, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, at the height of COVID, you know what I'm saying? I live right by an academy, bro. I'm in the academy every other day trying to get ammunition, bro. Like, guns, gone, ammo, gone, every day. You know what I'm saying? For 6 months straight, you feel me? And my thing is, I know that. No, this is academy. You feel me? Like, they sell guns. You feel my thing is, if academy can't keep guns on the shelf, that just lets you know how many people out here really buying guns, bro.
I always live by this too. Like you're saying, I always live by. You know what I'm saying? Preachers, they send two. Preachers send two. In Beverly Hills, they got guns.
Yeah.
Man, so it's
everybody
like,
got guns.
So it's like, is the paranoia up there for me? So I feel you. Because preachers, they got they packing. Preachers do some wild stuff. It's like in the church.
Oh man, look, I can't even go. No, I go to church with my girl every now and then. You feel me? And I'm definitely one that I'm in the
meeting. In the church.
I got God with the spirit
and my own beat. You feel me? Because look, when old dude running here with that AK, I'm not. Know what I'm saying?
Like
I don't know what Jesus, if he gonna feel like hopping up and doing something about the situation, right?
But Lord so said, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
If he ain't ready to hop up and do something about it, I will. You feel me? But look, that one thing I definitely advertise to everybody, you know what I'm saying? If you can carry, carry. You know what I'm saying? That's especially here in Texas, man. It's too much going on. Bro, if you drive down the highway and pass 15 cars, I guarantee you at least 4 of them vehicles had guns in them. At least, I'm saying minimum.
Yeah. But hit
minimum.
With the,
at least 4. So 4 minimum out of every 15 cars you pass got at least 1 gun in it.
But hit him with the herpes pack.
Man,
one of 84 people got herpes.
Yeah, man, look. I ain't even finna sit up, you know what I'm saying? Act like, you know, dude, get to carry guns and thinking you the only one with man. No,
yeah,
bro.
Everybody
this
got
is
one.
Houston, bro.
Everybody got
every,
one.
Houston as a whole was sold out of guns for 6 months straight. What that tell you? You know what I'm saying? You mean to tell me all them guns? Mm. Yeah, bro, they out here.
Help,
you know
help
what I'm saying? They out here, bro. You ain't the only one. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I drive politely.
Right. So with that being said, that means that they start making guns when they made yours.
Thank you. Look, yours was, and guess what? Surprise, yours wasn't the first one either.
Exactly. For all the young ones out there,
shooting.
Yeah, I see a granddad pull out that long tool. I seen the granddad. Yeah.
You know, I seen y'all probably seen it. When it back, you know, when the pirate porch pirates was real heavy.
Yeah.
Old dude walk up on the porch, old school walk out with that. Yup. Hey. Is that package worth it now, my boy?
The original Yappa. The original.
They came out there with that long boy. That joke can take your leg off. Your gun wasn't the first one made, it definitely wasn't the last.
For sure.
Man, hey, y'all, be polite out here, you know what I'm saying? And make it home, you feel me? Don't try to, you ain't always gotta be, you know what I'm saying, Billy Badass, you feel me? Sometimes it's okay to let that car go in front of you, bro. Yeah. They cut you off, it's cool, bro, let it go.
Stay safe and stay dangerous. Yeah, you feel me? That's all you can do.
You go cut him off back and he start shooting at you, then was it worth it?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Your kids in the car, was it worth it? You know what I'm saying? But,
With that being said, though, man, you speaking of driving for tomorrow, everybody, man, we're going to always say no drinking and driving. Always call the Uber.
Super Bowl,
and
they're going to be out here.
A lot of liquor on the roads tomorrow.
They're going to be out here. Talking about sold out. They sell out liquor stores about 20 minutes.
Man, look, I'm glad I got my bottle already.
You got
to
get one.
Exactly.
You
gotta
go
I'm glad I got my bottle already. I ain't got no liquor store trip to make.
You got
to
go early in the morning.
If you ain't got it, if you don't get it by 9 o'clock tomorrow.
I think the cutoff at 10 a.m.
Oh, you can, man. I ain't know nothing about that.
Sunday. At Walmart.
Now you limited. I don't even drink nothing.
I'm trying to help people out that they get it. I know they're gonna try to make their trip.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you,
definitely can't go your Super Bowl.
You gotta go find you somebody that sells the bottles out their trunk.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be somebody that waits so last minute. They don't even drink beer, but that's what they are. They just gonna have to fold to the pressure. Right, you know what I'm saying? What you gonna do? Not drink for Super Bowl?
Get that little moonshine.
Yeah, just go out and call your designated driver.
Hashtag
Lyft.
Hey, and if you didn't know, Lyft and Uber are cheaper on situations like this. So now you're not even having to pay as much per trip.
Or you can just call your ex.
Hey, you call your ex, you might end up with a little boat in a trip. You feel me? Depending on how much you drink.
It's a lot of Super Bowl babies out here. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of Super Bowl babies out here.
You drank enough, you might end up with another one. You feel me? Your ex come pick you up, man. But on other news, man, look, we just gonna do a quick shout out to One Sound, One Studio, One Sound Vibe Connections. You know what I'm saying? That's the team, that's the squad, that's the gang. You feel me? That's the family, La Familia. You know what I'm saying? All that and the above. You feel me? Lafayette Taylor and One Sound Vibe Studios is definitely taking off in the Houston community. If you ain't know, go now check them out now. You know what I'm saying? Check the Instagrams, check the Twitters, check the Facebooks. You know what I'm saying? We on it all. You feel me? Go to go to our internet page. You know what I'm saying? And sign
Sound
up.
One SB Connections
is the website. Go sign up. You know what I'm saying? We got the livest scenes and shots and you know all kind of exclusives for you know those content creators, know what I'm saying? Artists, producers, know what I'm saying? Film creators, you feel all that, man. Look, if you need some work done, get with us now. Know what I'm saying? While we still young and then prices is still low.
the price about to go up real quick.
Once some connections is made, then prices is going out.
Price is going up.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Let them know.
Hey, man, look, man, that one day can be the difference between that price, you feel me? Today and tomorrow might, you know what I'm
better
saying?
Better tap in.
Tomorrow gonna happen. So, again, 1SB Connections is the website. One Sound Vibe Connections is the studios. It's the building. It's the family. It's the all that, man. Look, connect in one time for one time. But
we get into stuff, though. We want to get to some big topics, some headlines.
What you got?
We get to get into Kanye.
Oh.
We can get into Nelly.
Or we can get into Lil Fizz.
Before we get into any of that, hold on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. Studio Radio Show.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it.
Look, on the
same.
Let's get into it.
Hey. Staring at your dress cause it's see-through, yeah. Talking out of that you done been through, yeah. Say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from, hey, look, yeah. Girls want girls where I'm from, hey. Can I play a player, baby? I grew up with Dre face. I done seen the realest ones come and leave a crazy way. Had to take my spot, it wasn't something they just gave away. Sorry to all my fans, they might have called me on a crazy day. You think you're trying to block me on a fadeaway. I've been on it, I only vibe with a payday. Say you go that way, I guess we both go the same way. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, where we both from. Hey. And you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, hey, and you throwing on that dress, cause it's see through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, texting me and say, I need to see you. I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. Staring at your dress, cause it's see through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, but girls want girls where I'm from. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls where I'm
my
from.
My girl got a girlfriend. Ain't trying to be out of shape. Hey, but if on them curls, then if Jill don't work in surgery, I'll pay for that. My courtesy, can imagine no curving me. I put in
Because the industry that pushing P shit, you know, that, you know, with that Urban Dictionary, you know, with the says the advancement of two men, you know,
pushing. He was supposed to be straight, but I heard he was, heard he's gay. He got caught on video. Let me find this nigga real quick.
You know we in.
I got up, I find it. I'm gonna shout it out. Yes, sir.
The hottest motherfuckers in the motherfucking city right now. Hey, check the site. Crime Vanilla, never said about a tag.
I'm talking about personally right now.
Look, listen. Hey, everybody shout us out to your mama. Y'all personally.
Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Talking not a that you don't
really know.
Say that you a lesbian girl.
Hit that mic. Talk to the mic with it.
Every show.
We are very big fans of your product.
Every show.
Every show we in here with a new vibe. Every show. Crown Vanilla, we love you. We're trying to get that sponsorship. We don't need no freebies. We just want that wholesale deal. You feel me? We trying to get these bottles going. This show was not brought to you by, but you know what I'm saying? We deal with them.
We're gonna manifest.
You know what I'm saying? One of these episodes these days is gonna be brought to you by Crown Vanilla. You feel me? This is your boy C-Man Jones. We speaking into existence live today, February. One of these days in 2022. You know what I'm saying? Crown Vanilla will be the brand of the studio radio show.
So we got Isaiah Rashad, we got Lil Fizz, and we got Nelly. Your baby hair's like a shot take. If I can't baby you, then you stuck. You can never leave me on man. Kim and Kanye, my real nigga. If I leave a stain on you. If you gang, I leave a 400 chain on you. That's all for you. Just let me pull up right now. Put this thing on
you. Oh, great.
Tell him we said what's up. What's up?
Gang.
Let's go down.
C-Man, Joe, man. Hey, we live from the studio radio show, man. Hey, tune in. Hey, I saw y'all was drinking on live. I was like, man, look, I'm going to go live with him. We in here drinking in the studio.
Hey, what's up, man?
Turn up. Yeah. I'm talking to one time, you feel me? Gay,
she showing love though. Nothing but love, mama. Nothing but love.
Ding and Tom over there. All that. All that. So she chilling there with her Cunyala. You know what I'm saying? Having them drinks, you feel me? Yeah, we drinking too. Where the gang at? We live, we in Houston. Where you at?
I know you ain't been touched enough. I know you ain't the only one. No, I need you to bring all of your friends and let's get up. I know you ain't been touched enough. I know you ain't the only one.
Philly in the motherfucking building.
You
growing
up before you ain't
thinking
about it. She didn't want to turn over the bills, get that stress off. And I just want to take her to the room, get that dress off.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
She got the words. She'll
tell.
She got the words.
Sexy mother. You're the baddest one. Gave you all my love. That's
you know I got your back, baby. We ain't gotta talk about it. Your booty sticking out. They gotta walk around and take my queen to King of Diamonds. DJ, I'm switched to climbing. It ain't no seat assignment. Goes off like a boner island. I'll bring your friends so y'all can f*** it up.
Let's do it.